This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Got some great guests in studio with us talking about an important concert coming up for one of the most important organizations in the CSRA, bar none. They were known forever as the Wounded Warrior Group, but they have changed names quite some time ago. It's been a couple of years now, rebranded themselves, Forces United, but they are still very much a part of making life better for those coming back from combat in our armed services. Unfortunately, there are many, many, many gaps in what the government is supposed to be able to do and tries to do, and what society should be doing for these men and women that come back from fighting and making incredible sacrifices for our country. Forces United is there on the ground for them here in Augusta and all over the region, and has been for quite some time. Victoria Hahn is, I want to call you the chief cook and bottle washer. You're the lady in charge. Pull that, get a little closer to that microphone there. There you go. Say hello to everyone, Victoria.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to be here.
And she has a special guest in studio who is going to be putting on a concert April 30th that we're about to talk about. It's called Join the Force, and his name is Daniel Johnson. Believe it or not, he is a native of Thompson, Georgia, grew up here, graduate of Thompson High School. And if you don't mind, you said 2007, Daniel?
Yep, 07.
Okay, so you're still a very young man and working your way up in the music business.
Yeah.
How you've got a video that you're working on that hopefully will make its premiere at the concert, Get a Man Wrong. And I'm real curious, is this your first foray into major videos, or have you done this before?
No. So this year we're kind of approaching things a little different. Instead of putting out a record, we're putting out singles, a record worth of singles throughout the year. Put a song out in January. This song that's out right now, Get a Man Wrong. We're shooting a video for it, and we were able to partner up with Forces United. The message behind the song is about not kind of judging somebody before you know their story, and the person in it is a veteran, and it felt like a good fit, and we were able to bring awareness to what they're doing. And right now we're shooting the video, and we're putting on the concert at Sunset April 30th, and it's going to be great, and hopefully we can – you know, no one will get y'all's names confused with Augusta Warrior Project. They'll know it's Forces United. And
Augusta Warrior Project, I said Wounded Warriors, I'm sorry. Augusta Warrior Project was the old name. Forces United is the name now. And it's funny, I used to get the old one mixed up. But I've known Forces United because it's very individual. It stands alone. It's singular, and nobody can confuse it with anything else. Victoria, I was trying to explain what Forces United does. You can do a better job than
terrific.
I did with it.
No, I'd be happy to do that. Yeah. So Forces United started in 2007, as we've kind of touched on. And the divisions fall where we help veterans, transitioning service members, and veterans' families in the areas of employment services, housing and prevention, which touches on homelessness and preventing homelessness, educational services, so working and impacting the benefits that individuals have and navigating all of that. General benefits, making sure that you're getting the most of the benefits that are actually available, which is a big need. And then health and wellness. We're delving more into health and wellness, realizing, and I think all of us can relate to this after this last year, in how health and wellness and a holistic approach to that, being outside, having camaraderie of those who understand perhaps what you're going through, what you've gone through. So engaging in different platforms on that level. So
I've seen so many folks talking about one of the greatest enemies of veterans returning from conflict is isolation. And boy, we unfortunately have just lived through the year of isolation for a lot of folks. And I know Forces United has really been taxed and is trying to come through for as many veterans in need as they possibly can. If you've got somebody in your family or your circle of friends who is in need of the services of Forces United, what's the best way to have them get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Just pick up the phone and call. We have a website, www.forcesunited.org. I probably could have not said the www.
That's okay. Everybody does that.
There it is. I'm old school.
I'm going to put a link to the concert page, which will also put the Forces United page right in front of you on the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook in just a minute. So we'll be able to use that as a touchstone. But
so if you want to help, if you are a veteran or a family member of a veteran, we have two constituent bases. Those that need help, someone who's just going through a little bit of a difficult time, what whatever that may be, you pick up the phone and call the organization, and we will navigate it from there and help. Or if you're an individual in the community or an organization that wants to help, your veteran service organization, the CSRA, as you said, if you'd like to philanthropically support to help those in this community, we need that help. So we're available.
And by the way, I didn't realize your service area went as far into Carolina, right up the coast to the border, that it does, and that means you've got even more outreach than I thought you did, and that's why your job is even more important. So again, in South Carolina, in Georgia, it's the Central Savannah River area that we're all used to, with a few southern counties added on. In South Carolina, it's the Savannah River bordered counties all the way down to the coast, and then up the coast as well, including Horry County and Beaufort County and Charleston County.
Right. We do have some outreach, and in those areas, more of a referral service, not specifically, but we do translate and reach all the different service areas and helping the veterans to connect to their local organizations. And that is the mission of the organization, is not to duplicate services, but to provide and advocate. We have, I think we're at 14 employees now.
Oh, wow.
That work. The uniqueness is the one-on-one case management, because as we all know, it's not just picking up a phone or filling out a form. It's working with someone and connecting the dots. So if you've lost your job, what are the steps that need to happen? And then if you don't have a house, or you're at threat of losing your home, how does that work? Who helps? So it's case-on-case management and can last anywhere from 6 months to over a year in following that process. So, and that's why it's so great to have Daniel bring awareness to what, you know, the 2,600 individuals that we served this past year are faced with. And it's beautiful that someone, you know, of Daniel's talent out of Nashville would remember his roots in Thompson and advocate for our patriots who are transitioning here and trying to embrace life. So we're just really grateful for him. And his voice is unbelievable.
You give me entirely too much credit.
How big is your band these days, Daniel?
So we're a three-piece now.
Okay.
We fluctuate. Sometimes we're four. It just kind of depends. Most time we're three.
Understood. And you've traveled all over the country playing your music. What's it like to come back and put on a show for the hometown folks?
Oh, man, I love it. I think so we're doing the show at Sunset Auction in Thompson, which I've been in tons and tons of bars and honky-tonks. I just like that one. It's one of my favorite. I don't know. It feels great. It's if you've never been there, Sunset Auction, it's right on Washington Road in Thompson. It's a great venue. It's going to be a great show. It's great stuff right here in the hometown.
And it's going on April 30th. The doors open at 8 o'clock. You got anybody playing with you that night, or is it just you?
Yeah, so we've got Caleb Aiken, another guy from here, from Harlem. I'm pretty sure Caleb is from Harlem. Don't fact check me on that. Caleb's going to open the show. He's a very talented guy too, great singer. So he's going to open up, and then we're going to come, me and my guys are going to get up there and do our thing later on that night.
And again, if God willing, the creek don't rise, you'll have the video premiere. You're hoping to do that.
I think we'll hit it. If not, we'll have something to show for it. We'll have a trailer of the video.
Get a Man Wrong.
It's an amazing song.
Really quick, do you have a local crew working on that video, or is it something in-house that you're doing?
No, so right now, I'm an independent artist. I have a very small team, mainly me and my manager, Randy, are filming all of it. And I was even today behind the lens a little bit. Times change. You adapt and change with the times. You know, you're kind of your own publicist, graphic designer, filmographer, whatever. So, you know, as we've been doing this a long time, so you pick up little trade things, and you know, you just kind of get better with it. And so this will be a third video we've shot. We put a video out back in January, and we did another one a couple years ago, and we're committed to all the songs that we're putting out this year doing a video for.
Daniel E. Johnson, if you want to go looking for him, you got a Facebook page?
Yes, we are on all the social medias. Facebook, it's Daniel E. Johnson Music. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you can come up with. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play, YouTube, literally just Google us. We're everywhere.
Do you have family in the services?
Yeah, so my grandfather was in the Army and then in the National Guard. and a couple of other members too. Nobody in my direct core family, but my wife, her great uncle ran the Veterans Cemetery in Milledgeville, was really responsible. His name was Ernie Simons. He died a couple of years ago. Really responsible, huge advocate for veterans. And then I've gotten to do some stuff over my career between just your, you know, like normal like benefit shows and stuff. But also I've got to go to Zach Brown's Southern Ground Camp and write with veterans. It was very rewarding. And that was probably kind of what really triggered my like advocacy to want to do more when we can. So
absolutely
had the song and, you know, it made sense on this one.
Well, we'll look forward to this event. Again, tickets are $15 in advance, $25 VIP. I'll ask Victoria what you get with the VIP ticket in just a minute. But again, want to make sure that you know in just a few minutes when we go to break, I'll make sure that this link is on the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook so you can go and connect with Forces United there, buy your tickets, and prepare for the big event coming up April 30th. Victoria, real quick, we're talking about connections to the service. You've got connections in your older generation, I think, in the service, but also had your eldest son graduate from boot camp in the Marine Corps.
I didn't notice that on Facebook.
She's very proud of him, and you should be.
Yeah, I know, Rob. Well, I mean, the big thing. So my father was in the Korean War, did one stint in the Air Force. My son's other paternal grandfather was in the Navy, you know, but beyond that, and he indeed just finished the Crucible last Saturday, and I can now breathe.
Paris Island.
and so I can breathe a little bit. I've been able to see him and talk to him online. So I'm super proud of him. But I think the great thing about meeting young men like Daniel and his manager and then others is that, you know, they may not have been directly impacted or had that, but to realize the sacrifice that our patriots and our warriors give. I mean, right now, as we sit in the studio, the things that are going on that we're not aware of, and bringing light to that, using their creative gifts to highlight them. So I would love to keep talking about my son, though. Grayson Han Ura, yeah, he's a Marine. And
Does he have any idea where he's going on his first?
So he's going to, North Carolina, Camp Lejeune for a month. Then he's going to Camp Pendleton, California for a couple of months. And he's coming back.
That's where Gomer Pyle was. Camp Pendleton in California.
Well, and Gomer Pyle has a connection to North Augusta, I think.
Well, actually, Jim Neighbors does. He had family here.
Cousin, that's right.
And he worked both at Channel 12 and Channel 6 as a vocalist for, I think, a summer or two. But but also his character, Gomer Pyle, from North Carolina.
So, sorry, I got that.
That's okay. No, Camp Pendleton was, that was, everybody knows Camp Pendleton because of Gomer Pyle. That's where he was.
So he's coming back to finish college. He'll serve in the reserves and then consider going in full-time after that. And so most of these young men,
thank him for his service for us. When we go back to Daniel and Victoria here for a few minutes to talk about tickets and all of that, I will post the corresponding link to be sure. Victoria, real quick, why don't you run down? And by the way, is this the VIP ticket? What does that include that the standard ticket does not?
So actually, Daniel is going to highlight the VIP ticket.
Go for it.
All right, so your normal ticket's $15 at the door, and then we're doing the VIP for $25. Well, that's the VIP. What that's going to get you is early access into the show, but that's because we're going to do a meet and greet. You get to come hang out with me and the guys. We're going to do a private concert a little bit before the main show, and also we're going to do a video premiere of Get a Man Wrong that we're filming right now. Something else I wanted to mention, too, is all proceeds from this show are going to Forces United and the work that they do. So when you buy a ticket, $15 or $25 or whatnot, that's going to take you directly to the GoFundMe that we've set up that's going straight to Forces United. You can also make a donation from there. So it's a good cause. It's a good reason to come out and drink a beer and listen to some country music. And, so there we go.
Country music. Daniel's country music.
Yeah, my country.
I was going to say, you kind of rock a little bit, don't you, bud?
Yeah, we rock it out, but that's country.
Got absolutely. You got and by the way, the three-man band's reminiscent of ZZ Top a little bit.
Here. Oh, yeah, without smaller beards.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Victoria, trivia question. Since you know ZZ Top, I'm going to ask you, what's the guy's name in ZZ Top that has clean-shaven face?
Harry?
Beard, believe it or not. True story. True story.
I'm trying to think of it on the other side.
I need that. No, absolutely.
Terrible.
The one, he's the drummer, and he doesn't have a beard, and his name is Beard. Imagine
terrific.
That.
I'm so embarrassed.
That's okay. That's all right. Real quick, Daniel, you mentioned you were class of 2007 at
2007.
At Thompson High School. I have been told, somebody sent me a message, that this is a great opportunity for all Thompson graduates from your era to get out and, number one, support the cause, number two, support you, number three, mini reunion. How about that? That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. 07 unofficial reunion, sunset auction, April 30th.
That's right. So that's kind of a cool idea.
Cold beer included.
Daniel, you grew up in Thompson, so you've been having fun with Thompson current events forever up there.
I guess.
On that mic. Does your family, old time Thompson folks?
Yeah. My family's been in Thompson.
So some of those football players up in Thompson that hit it big, you probably knew, you and your family knew them going back.
Talking about like when I was coming up, or are you talking about
like Chris Moore and
oh yeah, all that group, oh yeah. Yeah, Chris Moore and Ray Guy,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
So it's
got a lot of great, legendary, epic talent from up that way.
Yeah, we kickers.
Yeah, the punters, absolutely.
Punters, yeah.
So real quick, Victoria, I teased this a few minutes ago. I want everybody to understand Forces United is probably the most important organization outside the VA that we have serving veterans in this area. Two very distinctively different operations. The VA is there for you medically, psychologically, and with other financial details of your service. They're supposed to help cover everything related to injuries, everything related to psychological issues that our returning veterans have. What Forces United helps do is helps acclimate returning veterans to the real world, quote unquote, and helps them get on with their life's work. Is that a pretty good way to put it, Victoria?
Exactly right.
Yeah. So give an example, if you would, of folks that, without mentioning names, folks that you've helped and how you've helped them that might help kind of set the table.
Right. As you're talking, I'm just thinking about a couple of clients. It's very sensitive because a lot of individuals in the community want to hear more of our stories, right? Because that's the compelling piece, is hearing how an organization helps. And it's hard to share those stories when the veterans are with our advocates. We have a terrific team of our employee advocates who work one-on-one with the veterans. But again, going back to a few stories that we have recently been allowed to share, for example, a gentleman who worked in the IT profession, solid IT experience professional, and was laid off the start of the pandemic, laid off, couldn't afford his housing situation, so which started impacting that area. I'm trying to remember the additional details, which impacted him worrying about his family. Contacted Forces United, started working with Dr. Kimberly Norville, who is our Director of Employment Services, was able to work on his resume and start reaching out to employment agencies to help target a new job. And I'm trying to think the group that he went to work for. FBL? You can speak up. Okay. My memory is sitting behind
it's
me.
Okay,
FBL, but all that to say, so he was working with three of our divisions. He was working with, to start our employment services. He came through our intake, started working with Dr. Norville, was then passed along to Kelly Thorpe, who is our Director of Housing and Prevention. She's been with us quite some time. She helped identify more appropriate housing to bridge this sensitive time. And then he was also started working with Cedric Gregg, who is a legend in our organization as well. And Cedric works with benefits. And so they started reaching back in, or back, if you will, to see what additional benefits that he might glean.
And you guys work in conjunction with several of our local elected officials.
Exactly.
Helping provide, again, the necessary contacts with the federal government. It's amazing how much a phone call from someone in a congressman's office or a senator's office can help move things along.
Yep, exactly right. So that was a nice example. Within 6 months, he was in a new housing situation that was safer. He had secured employment, which he is still employed with that group and happy and doing well. And now the claim, because of everything that's gone on, the government system is about it's slowed down, let's say. So it's, but it's still in play. So it could take a few more months to determine if his benefits will increase as well. And then, so the closing part of that is, you know, once we continue to push our health and wellness. Oh, but we did actually. We gave him a bike because a Methodist church in the town in South Carolina, my memory is nodding, she doesn't even remember, but terrific. We have such terrific partners that are creative in their ability to help. This church has designed a program where they offer bicycles for those who can use them in the community. And so it's great. And so we were able to give him a bike. And I was sharing with a few colleagues and saying, you know, it's terrific. We even hit health and wellness because he's got a bike riding it to work. So that's a great example.
It's amazing how being mobile is sometimes taken for granted by people.
And, absolutely.
And several of our smaller communities are not served in any way, shape, or form by public transit. So a bike can mean the difference between substantial employment and not.
Keeping your job, right.
Absolutely.
So that's one example of the 2,600 that we impacted last year and the 19,000 that we've impacted since we started.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, good way to support this group is to go out and enjoy a great night of music. Daniel E. Johnson and his group will be in Thompson on April 30th. The link is up at the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook if you want to check it out there. And good luck with the video. I can't wait. Make sure that once it's out for everybody to see, you send me a link and we'll put that up as well.
I definitely will.
All right.
And look Daniel up in Nashville as well. I mean,
yeah.
Is it the Blake Shelton
place? Old Red, yeah. We kind of have a running residency there most times. Several times throughout the month when we're not on the road out.
Is everything back up in full speed in Tennessee?
Yeah, it's getting there. They're trying. I mean, Broadway. We were down there a couple weeks back, and I mean, it was definitely starting to open back up. So, as venues are opening up and whatnot, we're definitely getting back out there. And there's still some limited capacity stuff. There's still some workarounds that they're, some of it's like seating. Only like standing at the bar, stuff like that. But yeah, I think things are opening back up, and Nashville will be happy to see y'all again when y'all.
Did you say that's Blake Shelton's old place?
Old Red is kind of that's the name of the bar on Broadway. A little honky tonk. We do some stuff there sometimes when we're not on the road. I'm gonna be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama on Friday night playing a show. So yeah, if you find yourself in Alabama. Want to catch me?
Understood. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to the big event coming up April 30th. And Victoria, again, thank you for everything Forces United continues to do in this area. And it is a fantastic organization. Try and support them any way that you can. And go to the website, again, link through the Austin Roadshow page right now, and you can find out all you need to know about it. You're always welcome here whenever you got anything going on. Let
thank
us know.
Thank you. Okay. May I throw a plug in
for
Thunder Over Evans? So everyone knows, we were talking about that. So third party and just the attention that we get from individuals like Daniel Talented. And then Thunder Over Evans, put together by, Windsor Jewelers, Donnie Thompson,
absolutely,
his son Shane, and that community group, it's back on. So it's May 15th, and we were contacted a couple of months ago. We are the only nonprofit, I believe, that's designated to benefit or to bring attention. It truly is, but it says volumes about their patriotism as well. So just to mention it and put a plug out.
By the way, have you been to that before?
I haven't.
You have not?
That's terrible.
Okay. You are going now. I'm sitting here saying this because I've been to many of them. I think I've been to all of them. He makes that, Donnie makes that, the biggest fireworks show in Augusta history every time he does it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they're either going to do that or come close to it again. It knocks your socks off. I've never seen anything like it here in Augusta. As a matter of fact, I've been in D.C. for big events, 4th of July, been on cruise ships and seen all that. This head and shoulders above everything.
Such a gift what he's doing.
Big time.
Just to celebrate.
It's a point of personal pride for him that he makes this event such a big deal. So
I wanted to give a plug, shout out for that.
Absolutely.
And we're excited. We'll be there and look forward to it. And so if your listeners will understand that it is going to be a safe event in the sense there won't be a lot of points of contact, but it will be a good show. It won't be all day the way that it has been. It'll be, I think it's 6 until the end, and there's going to be big concerts, fanfare, and then the fireworks. So Fantastic. We hope to see everyone,
Absolutely.
And we're grateful to be a part of it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, again, many thanks to your son who is moving on over to the Marine side of life for a few months here, getting his training in out at Camp Pendleton, excuse me.
Grayson Hahn from North Augusta High School.
and you got another one coming up. So
Chase Hahn.
Yeah, God bless him.
At North Augusta High School.
All right, all right. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.